This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. In the autumn, when the summer vacations are over and the children are safely back in school, the movie business decides that it's time to entertain the adults. Every other part of the year, of course, is devoted to dazzling and distracting the under 20 set. They're treated to noisy, explosive superhero films and often disgusting horror pictures and all sorts of adolescent entertainment on the solid economic principle of supply and demand. The kids are out of school for the summer and essentially lazing around aimlessly, and therefore they have a hefty appetite for movies. But I'm describing, I suppose, a long-lost time when the difference between children and adults, well, to be fair, the difference between teenagers and adults, was a bright and obvious one. The line between the behavior and taste of an adolescent, loud music, fiery explosions, a single-minded fixation on the physical attributes of the naked human body, and what grown-ups are supposed to prefer, like witty dialogue, complicated plotting, subtle romantic chemistry, restrained tension, well, that's been slowly erased over time. Your concept of what an adult is depends, of course, on how old you are. If you're around my age, and never mind how exactly old that is, grown-up people have always been serious and sober types in suits and ties, polite and restrained, and as a rule born before 1950. But that isn't quite accurate anymore. Old people these days are essentially fully grown hippies or worse, the product of the do-anything-go-go 1960s or 70s. Their hair may be gray or simply gone, and they may be walking a little more carefully, but they're still the unreconstructed, unashamed adolescents of the 1960s and 70s, just sort of all grown up, which is why animated movies that have traditionally appealed only to children, or over-the-top action pictures, or graphic horror movies and lowbrow comedies, they now garner a sizable audience from the over-50 set. Old people, it seems, aren't all that different from teenagers. Apps like Tinder and OkCupid now have well-funded and targeted competition for the older population of single people. There's an app called Stitch, which is a matchmaking service for people in their late 50s and older, so they too can enjoy the soulless and ultimately creepy activity of swiping through photographs on the phone. The losers here, obviously, are the young people who keep trying to carve out their own styles and habits only to have them co-opted and enthusiastically embraced by grandpa. What's the fun of watching some truly trashy movie in the summer if there are a bunch of old people behind you enjoying the same experience? And worse, what if they're on dates too, or busily working their phones at the same time, texting and swiping and surfing like unfocused and ADD teenagers? Now, this is all good news for the movie studios, who now no longer have to worry about the demographic vagaries of the laws of supply and demand. There's an inexhaustible supply for the next 30 years at least of teenage-minded old people. The trouble will come when, as inevitably happens, the next generation breaks the tradition and discovers the joys of quiet and more thoughtful entertainment. If old people insist on behaving like children, we have to hope that children will start behaving like old people. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get caught in political fundraising traffic. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.